Manitouwadge. A crowd of more than 200 people packed the Manitouwadge Arena for this year's Remembrance Day ceremony, with the event moved indoors from the usual location at the township cenotaph due to inclement weather. Pastor Beth Beerworth warmly welcomed the veterans, Canadian Armed Forces and service members and guests with a sincere word of thanks, then invited four children up to the podium to recite, in Flanders Fields. École publique, Franco-Manitou students, AJ, Rowan and Madison read a portion of the poem in French, followed by Liam and Malcolm from the Manitouwadge Public School, reading in English. Following the quiet, solemn reading of the thought-evoking poem, the pastor led the audience in a prayer. Mayor John McEachern took the podium to read the fourth stanza of Lawrence Binyon's poem, For the Fallen. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. The haunting bugle call of The Last Post sounded, and the audience stood for a reverent two-minute silence, a chance to contemplate the life and deaths of the brave souls that fought for our freedom. Ray Gaskin, veteran and volunteer firefighter, shared the poignant words of the commitment to remember, reminding us all of their sacrifices, pledged to carry their torch, and always remember them. Three wreaths were laid. One from the veterans, one representing the OPP and other services, and one from the school students. The audience stood one more time as God Save the King was sung to close off the ceremony. November 11 marks a day to respect our brave military and civilian servicemen and women. A day to remember that sacrifices were made so that we and future generations can continue to enjoy the freedom, rights, and privilege of living in a safe society.